Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. What's that? Yes, that Kevin Pollack. Oh, really? You have a proposition you'd like me to read to you? I'd love to. But first, listen to this. Over the years, I've been damn hell lucky to see my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy is, quote, when a person creates something through a seemingly magical process. And my dear Tater Tots and Tonka Toys, like I said, I've been witness to the stuff on several occasions. Not too long ago, the idea hit me. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make shit up based on my own twisted, demented ideas? Then I could offer it as a podcast of this seemingly magical process, and I could call it Alchemy, You Turtleneck-Wearing Freak Store, Shut It or Lose It. Well, after months of title tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear friends, to another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please say hello to Chris Alvarado. Chris, how are you?
I feel good, Kevin.
Okay, great. Look, everyone, it's Joey Greer. Greer Economics, what's the deal?
Always buy.
That's right. Another correct answer. Gotta write that down. What would a super team be without Mr. Craig Kukowski? Kaka? How you hanging?
I dress to the left, sir. I dress to the left.
And here he is, Mr. James Heaney. James, can you call it Tommy?
Sure.
Okay,
yes. Great. Tommy's great. Tommy's great.
Wow. Finally, we've landed on one.
I know.
This is a good one, too.
Our very own Vanessa Raglin's on the set of an indie film, at least that's what she told all of us, in the form of an email. We have an exceptional guest appearance today. Please welcome Carla Kukowski.
Thanks, everyone.
Oh, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's get to our first scene, shall we? That's pretty damn exciting. Oh, of course, let's not forget Rafael Brito on music and sound.
Oh!
And Doug Baim. Took me 47 years to learn how to pronounce his name. Doug Baim.
One of your oldest friends.
That's right. Last week, a runaway train blazed for 50 miles with non-functioning brakes before finally being brought to a stop. We take you now aboard where the conductor and his team try everything while also having to keep passengers calm.
Oh, man. Okay. It's not the coal. It's not the electricity. It's not any of the gears.
Is it the brakes? Boss, is it the brakes?
I don't know.
Boss, it could be all of our negative thoughts.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go again.
Shut up, Angela.
I'm just saying.
Let's just think positive. Just think positive.
I've been thinking positive since we first brought this up.
Puppies. Macaroni and cheese.
Some people don't think puppies is a happy thought. I think of it as responsibility.
Okay.
I've got a dog. At home.
True. We're sure it's not the coal?
I'm positive it's not the coal, okay?
We checked the coal several times.
Because I keep feeding the engine coal.
Well, don't keep feeding it.
The
coal is coming back. Don't just making the train go when you feed it the coal. Oh,
guys,
God.
Guys. Actually, let's just take a second here. Maybe a page out of Angela's book, okay?
Okay.
And let's just look around, huh? 50 miles per hour, that ain't so fast.
Right.
Look at the trees.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
Okay. Let's take nature in.
Pick a point on the horizon and focus on it.
Okay. Let's all close our eyes, and then at one moment, we'll look up, and we'll all decide where we're looking at, and hopefully it's the same spot, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
One, two, three. Look up. Okay. Where are you at? I'm looking at a tree.
Tree.
Mommy.
Take it, please.
My mom's over there. She won't come back.
I don't want to sit next to you today, okay?
Ma'am, take it, please.
Alice.
Okay.
All right, Alice.
Okay.
Here you go.
All right, thank you.
Mom, can I have $20?
This is why I don't want to sit next to you. I gave you $20 last week.
Take it, please.
Yeah, here you go.
Thank you.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
You want to make a dollar?
My mom's not looking. Sure. What's your name?
Come here, sit down next to me.
What's your name?
My name's Todd.
Hi, Todd. I'm Alice.
Todd? Oh, Alice. Sit down.
Okay.
I bought an extra ticket for my wife, but she's dead.
I'm sorry.
She usually reads to me on the train.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. You didn't do anything to my wife.
I think I see where you're headed.
Could you read a story to me?
For $20.
Jesus. All right, here.
Get your tins. That'll work.
All right. Let me get something out of my backpack. It's up. Here it is. Okay. Okay. Here. Now, this is chicken soup for your soul. You can pick any one of these stories. Just pick one that seems like it's from your heart.
From my heart? Based on what I'm looking at?
Based on the number.
How about you just tell me when to stop?
Stop.
He didn't have to try anymore. He just was. How's that?
I mean, it's a really good start, but honestly, I wanted to hear a whole story.
$20.
I gave you $20.
Mom!
Stop!
This guy won't stop touching me!
Alice, I'm looking out the window.
I'm sorry. Are you going to punch my ticket?
Yes.
Are you going to punch my ticket, please?
Ticket, please.
Okay. I need to get to Tyson by 8 o'clock. We're going to get there by 8, yeah?
Is that where they got them chicken farms?
Yes.
Tyson chicken farms?
Yes.
Huh. Yes. What are you? You work there?
Yeah, I work there, okay?
All right.
I got important business in Tyson.
What's please, your hurry?
Please punch my ticket. Please punch my ticket.
I don't know if you where, but we're doing 50, so that's pretty good.
Why can't we go 60?
Nah, the train don't do 60.
Well, then.
What do you do with the chicken farm?
I have to make a certain delivery. Please, just... punch my ticket.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Is there anything I can get you?
It's just pretty hot in here.
God, some water?
I'm sweating. Yes, some water would be good.
Water?
Ice water, nice water.
We don't have that on the train. Okay. Let me see what I can find for you, though. Something cold.
Just punch my ticket. Please just punch my ticket.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. Where did you come from? When did you board? I didn't see you board.
I came from Dillon.
Dillon?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a nice town. You live there in Dillon?
My grandmother does.
Your grandmother does?
My grandmother does. Please punch my ticket.
I don't see the connection. All right, here you go.
Ah, oh, thank you.
You betcha.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to just walk up and talk to the... listen. They all think it's fine that we're doing 50 miles an hour.
Thank God, we're going a lot faster than that!
But I've noticed we haven't stopped in 50 miles. That's the part that I was worried about.
Richard, you're doing a bang-up job, buddy.
Right.
Everyone stay positive, right?
Staying positive.
Focusing on a tree on the horizon.
Checking the brakes. I got to check the brakes one more time.
Ponies.
Ice cream.
Feeding coal.
Is it fairly
safe
to assume the brakes don't actually work?
We don't know. We haven't checked them yet. Okay.
Did we try the brakes?
Yeah, I just tried them.
Okay.
They work? They work?
No, they don't
work. Did we?
Okay.
Was that a question? Did we try the brakes?
I asked
Did we try the brakes?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure we did.
Because we haven't stopped in 50 miles.
That's right.
Usually we stop every couple of miles.
Yeah. It's the brakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I tell them?
No. Let's close our eyes and look at something.
Why don't I tell one, see how it goes.
Okay.
Test it out.
How else do we gotta know?
That's right.
Because if they're fine with it, maybe you all will calm down a little.
Okay,
you're making me nervous.
Yeah.
Ticket, please. Ma'am?
Dad, you have our tickets.
Yes, I have tickets for myself and my lovely daughter.
Daughter, yeah. Great.
Daughter.
Uh-huh. How long you and the daughter known each other?
At least 2 months, something
two
like that.
2 months, yes,
yeah.
Two wonderful months.
It's been really fun. Our father-daughter relationship.
Yes, December.
I see.
She's
Which
a May birthday and I'm a December.
I gotcha. All right.
Capricorn.
Capricorn.
The goat.
You do have tickets, though.
Yes,
tickets.
I do. They're somewhere in my pants.
Daddy, get the tickets.
Okay, my daughter is rifling through my pockets trying to find those tickets
are they?
You don't mind me watching this,
my
right?
Goodness.
That's not weird.
Oh, not at all.
No, we
Please.
Like it.
We enjoy
we,
that.
We have a big family.
And I.
We invite all our family over for fun.
That's right.
I have a question for you, too.
Okay.
You probably noticed that the train hasn't made a couple of stops. We kind of blew right past them.
We thought that was
odd.
Yeah, right,
strange.
Right.
Our stop was a while ago.
It was, but then we were like, fuck it.
Fuck it. That's right. We're having such a good time.
It's a romantic
daughter and
trip,
I.
right?
Yes.
It's fun and the thing, and there's plenty of food up in the cafeteria.
And some nice water, I heard.
Yeah.
Some nice water.
Yeah. So, you'd be okay if we didn't stop yet for a while.
Oh, I'm fine with it.
So you're saying we're not stopping in Tyson?
Just a question.
Okay. Because we got on in Dillon, and we're going to Tyson.
It's very popular.
Those are popular stops.
Pickups and destinations today. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I'll let you know any progress on Tyson.
Yeah, okay. And we'll let you know as soon as we find our tickets.
Okay, all right, good. She's making progress right
now. Good deal. Good deal. I'll leave
deeper
you to
into the park.
All right, hey, guys.
What the hell?
I have one more idea, okay?
Okay. Shoot. Anything.
What if we all just resign ourselves to death?
To death.
Is that a thing? Shut up, Angela!
No, don't.
No negativity. No negativity.
No negativity.
Okay. I forgive you.
Great.
For what?
For telling me to shut up.
Look, I've had a good run. I don't know about you guys.
I've had an okay run.
What if this is it?
This is. I don't see it getting better than this, honestly.
Angela?
Yeah, I'm divorced.
I got it. I'm going to put myself in front of the train to stop it.
That's not going to work.
I'm going to climb out in front of the train.
Get in.
And I'm going to stop the train.
It's not going to work. It'll just run you right over.
Let me take you right now.
We hit a homeless guy a day. We know what that's like.
Yeah.
But wait. But what if two of us went out? Maybe three, four, five of us?
Come on.
Stop the train for the people?
All of us together.
That's positive thinking.
If we're resigning to die anyways, then why wouldn't we?
Let's do that.
Let's do that?
Can you stop putting coal in?
Yeah. I gotta keep feeding the engine.
You don't. We're trying to slow down eventually.
We're reviving West Virginia.
Okay. Let's all just take a second and really just come into ourselves before we make this decision. Because this is a big decision, okay?
I'm in.
So the five of you are going to jump.
And you too. You're coming with.
Yeah, someone's got to stay behind and try to stop feeding.
No. You're coming with us.
Positive thinking.
So we leave no one here.
No, there's people in the back.
Passengers.
Yeah, whatever.
They're called passengers.
That's true. He is the only Union Line employee.
I really am. I mean, you guys got to, if you're going to stick together, I feel I should let the passengers know what happened, should it not stop.
Let's write a note.
You know what? Let's spitball some ideas about what should be in the note.
Okay.
Frank, you have to have an idea.
Coal is beautiful.
No, that's not.
It is.
See how that's helpful. But okay, we'll start there. I'm writing this down. Coal is beautiful.
And that we sacrificed ourselves, our lives, so other people could live.
Do we want to put death in there?
Okay, maybe not. But we're going to die, right?
Yeah. Good point. Good point.
To all the people, we are the United People's Front of Train Operators. This message goes out to all oppressed train operators.
It's not politicized, okay. This.
Yeah, People's Sorry. Front yeah, this sounds is... a little Chinese what if it was commie, just... I'll okay. be honest okay. with you.
What if it was just brakes didn't work? Love ya.
Did we try the brakes?
Did we try the brakes?
Yeah, I tried the brakes.
Did we try the brakes?
Wait, hold on. Honestly, the more you are asking me that question, the more it makes me think maybe I have not.
Let's try the brakes.
So just to recap, 50 miles we've gone, and just we're going to try the brakes now.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd tried them, but then everyone asked me
now. You kept saying. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, he uses the brakes all day, every day. He might have forgotten. Sometimes a small, trivial part of your life gets forgotten.
Right.
Well, like when we pass one of our stops, maybe it would have come up then, as it normally does, to slow the
train
down.
That's a good point. Right? So I must have checked.
There's no reason to check them now.
Okay.
Let's just assume they don't work.
They must not work.
That's probably
true. Yeah. Ergo, they don't work.
Okay.
Good. You know what? There's a stop coming up. Let's try them. Let's try them. Just for shits and giggles.
Okay, but now I don't know because now I kind of like the idea of all
the
of us.
The five of you jumping out in front of the train.
Okay, I'm going to leave it up to you guys to vote. Do you want me to try the brakes or do you want to jump in front of the train? Let's start here.
Frank?
Jump from the train.
Jump from the train. Okay.
Okay. It's not an easy decision.
Kittens, birthday cake.
Yeah.
We should jump from the train.
Jump. All okay. Right. Okay.
I like this.
Solidarity.
Let's jump.
Okay.
Jump.
You get a vote.
I'd like to just be clear. You're going to stack your bodies because I think you'll have a better impact if all five get hit at the same
time. That's what I was thinking.
Right?
Yeah,
that's what
time.
I was thinking.
Because one at a time seems like a waste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's try both first. Let's do one at a time first.
Can I see just how you're going to link up?
Probably belt to belt?
As five?
Let's go belt to belt.
Let's go belt to belt. Okay.
Okay.
I just want to say, I have my hand on the brake.
Don't try it. You already were trying it, didn't you? Just don't do it.
We already have a plan, okay?
Okay.
Why would you? This is the last... time, really, we should even talk about
approaching
the brakes.
Tyson. Next stop.
Oh, we gotta go Tyson. Now. We gotta go now. We gotta go now.
I should be in the front since I'm the biggest person here.
Yeah right.
Okay, that's fair. Six
Angela, three? You're huge.
6'3".
I'm huge.
Sir? And that's very big of you.
Excuse me.
Sir.
Excuse me.
You look like you're not doing so well.
No, we missed my stop. I'm supposed to be talking to my wife.
I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor on the train. I'm a doctor. Does this gentleman...
No.
Is he okay?
I'm okay.
I am a doctor on the train.
Okay.
Is he okay?
No, I'm okay.
I am a doctor.
No, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
We missed my stop.
Let's
put
this man under anesthetics. We got to go to surgery now.
Stat.
Nurse. Okay, let's get the oxygen here. Everyone back up or crowd around. Dealer's choice.
I'm sorry. Did you just say you're a doctor?
I am.
Wow. A doctor on a train.
Wait, what's going on here?
How are you?
I'm pretty great.
You took your hand out of my pocket. What's happening?
I've always wanted to be around a doctor on a train.
Come on. Seriously.
Yeah. My daughter is, don't mind her.
Don't mind my dad.
I'm not going to mind either of you.
Oh.
Well.
You know what? Well, this guy can wait. How about a surgery on you two?
Huh? Oh.
Pro bono? Would you like that?
I had this crazy tennis elbow for years.
I can remove that.
I've always been pro bono.
Okay, so we'll get you first, and we'll just open up the elbow real quick. Nurse, oxygen, please.
Mom, I had this weird thought that you didn't like me.
I don't love you. I've never loved you.
Scalpel.
But do you like me?
I mean, sometimes you make me laugh.
That's neat.
Okay. Every once in a while.
Hold the incision.
But mostly I wish it was just me.
Mm. Okay, digging out the bone.
Okay. But here's $20.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
And you're good to go.
Oh my gosh, it was so fast.
Yeah, elbow is gone. It's just going to kind of lay limp, but you'll still have feeling.
Great, I love feelings.
I think we just passed Tyson.
Oh, what? That's my stop.
There's five bodies lying out there.
Hello,
on the track.
Everybody! Excuse me, everybody!
Oh. Who's this guy?
I'm the brake conductor.
Oh, give it up.
The brake guy.
Oh, yay.
Okay, here's the deal.
Are you going to sing?
Yes, I'm here to sing for you.
Oh, great. I didn't know if he was or not.
But before the song, I got to tell you something.
Okay.
Can I request a question, please?
Yeah,
before
sure.
Before you announce? Do you have, there's a ginger ale on the train?
Only nice water.
Nice water.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. We're in a little bit of trouble.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of trouble.
You need backup singers.
Can you?
Wait, I wanted to get my message out first.
Oh, yeah,
can you quantify a little?
At least some people will die before this train stops
which
moving.
Which people are
going to
die?
Hold on. Hold on.
Is this one of those murder mystery trains?
I just got rid of my elbow. I can't die.
Oh, no. Well, it's probably not going to be you. And yes, sir, you're right. It's kind of like one of those murder mystery
trains.
So
if we figure it out, we don't die.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I did it.
The doctor on the train?
What?
Did it?
You did what?
I killed two people in Dillon. I did it. I did it.
Really?
I did. Oh, God. I knew this day was going to come, but fuck it. Who cares? They got me. Okay, I did it. So what? Put me in jail.
Okay, I'm glad you're saying this. We need volunteers. Five of us up front are going to jump in front of this train to make sure it stops. Does anybody else want to sacrifice their life for the greater good of the rest of the cars?
You want more people to die?
Yes, to save a greater number of people. You're definitely dying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So if we're pretty close to death, everybody really should pitch in.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge.
Or if you're super depressed, maybe you want to help out the rest of us.
Depression is normal, though.
Yeah, it is, but it's not going to pass.
No, it's true. That is true.
Wait, is it possible to jump out of the front of the train and somehow get in front of the train?
Of course, yes.
Of course it is.
Yes.
You climb out. You climb out onto the front. But you brought up another interesting question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
If the train's in trouble, which I'm sensing,
yes.
Why don't we just try to jump out of the train?
Oh.
Why are we staying inside?
I got a feeling for you.
All right, guys, they didn't buy any of my crap in there.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Stay positive. You're still good.
Cole.
All right, here we go. You know what? I know we said belt to belt. I'm just going to go out there first. If I can't do it, we'll just do it one at a time.
All right, go. All right, I'm going next, guys.
Wait a second.
You wait.
We're not... Oh, I think we need to reassess.
Oh, no.
That's
two for two now. Yeah, we had the numbers at five, but now it's not looking good. I'm not jumping.
I thought
There's no way.
Plan was the compression of five bodies.
I'm going to try the brakes.
That one guy's just hanging on, by the way, still. Just like his upper torso.
Somebody get his fingers off. I got it. There.
Oh, there was a ring.
I'm
going to
try. Shoot. I'm going to try the brakes.
Try the brakes.
What are you, crazy?
And the train successfully came to a stop. What an exciting adventure all those people were on.
Oh my God. Whew.
Court is in session. And a novelist who penned a book entitled How to Murder Your Husband now stands trial on charges of murdering her husband. Present are the prosecuting attorney, the defense attorney, the judge, and several witnesses for either side.
I mean, that was just Tuesday, though. You know what I mean? So it doesn't really, doesn't really matter.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Doesn't really matter if you get the sandwich or not because it's a Tuesday. So it just...
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, but look.
We're back from recess.
if you get it on Tuesday morning,
I'm trying to listen.
They won't. It doesn't matter. They give you.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Sometimes all it takes is a woman to say something.
You know, I believe that.
Well, chapter five of my book, "Women Says Something."
I've read it,
Your Honor. Objection! You're flirting with the.
Who are you again?
And who are you again?
I am the prosecuting attorney, sir.
Uh-huh. And what does that mean specifically?
But specifically, I have built a case against this woman and have been arguing it all morning, yet you've not heard any of my motions.
Objection, Your Honor. I thought you did a lovely job of hearing as it was suggested you hadn't.
No need to fight over me.
Well, I'm your attorney, so I'm going to fight a little bit.
For me, yes.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Anyways, objection.
Okay. Sustained. Overruled?
I'll allow it.
Okay,
I think is what
thank
you want to
say. Now, where were we?
So anyway, if you get the same way.
Excuse me, jury members?
Yeah.
Jury number three.
Yeah.
Three and jury member number...
I have nothing to do with that juror. He keeps talking to me and I keep shushing him.
You're both in the jury box.
I have a name, Your Honor.
Do you want to say it out loud?
Yeah.
You want everybody to know? Because it is your right to remain anonymous, just a number, until this is over.
Colton Shepard.
Okay, there
That's
it is.
That's my name. What are you doing?
Colton Shepard it is. Okay.
Colton Shepard.
That's
that's a good name for a book.
I object. He used my name just now.
Objection, Your Honor. I don't think members of the jury are allowed to object.
Sustained. Okay, all right. Let's get serious here. You were standing accused of murdering your husband.
Correct.
I don't really feel that, but
I did,
you know.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Yeah, I mean,
I wrote a book about how you could do it believably and get away with it, but that doesn't mean I did it.
Your Honor, I'd like to conduct this cross-examination from the stand, please.
Please, help yourself.
Well, the state calls to the stand, Monique Devereaux.
Okay.
Oh, okay, excuse me, gentlemen. Excuse me. Just a little sachet here,
Is that a dress or is that a dress?
Yeah. All right, put your hand on the Bible, please. That's your brother, him. Thank you. And repeat after me. I solemnly swear.
I solemnly.
She's leaving out words, Your Honor.
She's just getting to them.
Oh, did I?
She's just getting to them.
Swear.
To tell the truth.
To tell.
The truth.
The things.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
to tell the things.
The exact words.
Yes.
To tell the truthful things.
The whole truth.
Yeah.
The whole.
Or as much as you can remember.
Or as much as I can remember of the truth.
Right. Right.
That may or may not be the whole truth.
That feels great.
Great.
This looks good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ms. Devereaux, you are a...
I'm over here.
Yes, I'm... Sorry, I was pacing around the room for dramatic effect.
Oh, of course.
As is my right as an attorney.
Of course it is.
This guy can't see. I don't know.
Ms. Devereaux, you are, I'm told, a very attractive woman.
Who told you?
Who told me that?
Who told you?
Look. He's blind, man. Ms. Devereaux.
I'm over here.
I know where you are.
I'm sorry. I'm just used to.
I know where you are. I'm locating you via.
I'm right here.
Sonar. Right
oh my
now.
God.
I'm yes. blowing into your ear.
Okay, I can feel that.
Right
that
here.
Is yes. All my senses are heightened. He's a dolphin. Ms. Devereaux.
Ms. Your Devereaux. Honor, objection. It feels like the prosecution is trying to gain sympathy with the jury by making it crystal clear that he is in fact blind.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We get it. You can't see. Boo
hoo.
Well,
I'm going to have to overrule that. Does that mean I'm against that?
It does.
Yes, overruled.
Okay, overruled. Greatest because I think he is at a disadvantage now. Mm. Now knowing that he's blind, he doesn't get to see just how stunning Ms. Devereaux is.
But everyone keeps saying it, so he's got a good idea.
Right.
Do you have an idea of how beautiful she is?
Look, I can smell her perfume, okay. Which is
quite beautiful.
Fragrant and wonderful. The sound of her voice is
I'm going to need you to touch her face. Touch your face and do that. Is that what you guys do?
That's my nose. That's my nose.
There you
okay.
go.
There it all is. Right. That's my nose.
Your Honor, he's literally got her nose.
Okay. Got your nose. All right.
Okay.
Can I enter her nose as evidence?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Sure. You see what I'm saying?
Your Honor, I object to the prosecutor entering her nose.
You're a very good lawyer. I'm so glad that you're my lawyer.
Withdrawn.
You buy the best.
Every Tuesday, you can get like a ham.
Your Honor, what's happening?
I don't plan on coming back here ever again. This should be an open, close case.
Look, everybody, let's be honest.
You might be here for a while.
Jurors.
Just stop talking to me.
Lawyers.
Get the sandwich.
What?
Lady.
Objection.
This has been a weird day here.
Yeah.
Clearly.
This has been a weird day. I don't have my wits about me, to be honest. I'm crazy about you, Ms. Devereaux, and that messes up everything, and I get that.
Your Honor?
And you guys, yeah?
I know I'm not supposed to speak. I'm Colton Shepard.
That's
Colton
my Shepard. Name.
Yeah. I really like that name.
If you're feeling tired, I wouldn't mind swapping places just for a bit. You can recharge.
Well, we know that's allowed unless everybody has to agree to that.
I'm fine with it.
He cannot use my name and get up there. That is not fair.
Your Honor, I'm not particularly comfortable with okay. the juror that I wasn't thrilled about to begin with, whose name is not, in fact, Colton, taking over the bench. I don't think even prosecution would find that even legal.
Prosecution?
What? I'm not Daredevil. Why would you suggest that? What?
I just want to check in. I feel like I'm winning, right?
He's got bruises all over his body.
I'm winning?
A man is dead. A man you were once married to.
Yes.
A man you murdered.
I think you could be wrong.
I think
about
we need
that.
To. I think you.
Objection. Could the prosecution please not state opinion as fact?
No, I think that's
okay. You are a very good lawyer.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's okay.
All right.
I think, Ms. Devereaux, I think it would do us all a big favor, a huge favor, if you were to read.
Oh, I can't wait.
An excerpt from your book. I'm thinking maybe chapter 8, the last two sentences.
I do like 8.
The last two sentences, yes, chapter 8.
Yes.
Then you would throw the knife into the river, turn your back on it, and never look that way again.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, a very moving passage, Your Honor, but a knife was in fact found in the river with Ms. Devereaux's fingerprints on it.
I never turned around again. I don't turn around anymore.
If I may, Your Honor,
what does that have to do with?
Knife was found with many fingerprints on it, my client's fingerprints being one of the pairs found. Inconclusive.
One time I accidentally stabbed him with it.
Accidentally?
Which was entered into evidence earlier.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we even heard the audio of that segment.
Which he lived through. Husband lived through that. We have audio proof of that.
Can we replay that audio?
Absolutely. You got it.
I will fucking kill you.
Come on, put the knife.
I will
what the hell are
kill
you, doing, huh?
You.
Hey, honey, put the knife down for a second.
Here it comes.
What do you think? Ow! Oh, it's my torso.
And again.
Is this on purpose?
On purpose.
Is this an accident?
And he lived.
Your Honor, I was deeply affected by that because my hearing is heightened. I have super hearing.
That's what they say.
Was it too loud, sir?
No, no. I mean, played at that. If you played at any other volume, it would shatter my eardrums. That's how powerful my hearing
that
is.
That lawyer is a dolphin, I'm telling you right now.
Dolphin?
Yeah, I think it's a dolphin in like a suit.
All right, guys, it's getting late. We got to wrap this up. So.
We got to wrap this up. Your Honor, how did you get in here? All due respect to the bench.
Yeah.
What is happening?
That's what we're about to find out.
Okay.
It's up to our two jurors here. She's either guilty or she's not guilty.
What's why up? Are there only two jurors, by the way? And
why, do you
and why are they juror number 3 and 4?
Colton, would yes? you would you care to explain?
That's my name. You're looking at...
All right, here we go. Colton, how do you find our lady?
GPS? Or
guilty or not guilty?
Oh, for
murdering her husband.
Oh my God! Did you do that?
No.
Oh, she's not guilty.
Boom. All right, guys.
Well, but what about? I sat through all of the testimonies, and no one wants to even hear my verdict.
I would like to hear it, sir.
Okay, sure,
Your Honor.
Well, I think she's guilty.
Of what?
Of murdering her husband. She wrote a book about it, threw a knife in a lake, and the audio was.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Objection.
Are you looking at me?
Objection. Am I? Hearsay.
Okay.
Also, the jurors don't talk. That's in the Constitution.
I feel like you two lawyers.
Right. We don't agree on anything.
Please don't use finger quotes. I can tell you're doing finger quotes with the inflection in your voice.
It just seems like you two aren't willing to adapt, to evolve, as they would say.
No.
I run a new age courtroom, okay, with new age ideas.
Gotcha.
I like to adjudicate from the heart. Is that a problem? Is that a crime? If so, lock me up.
Look, there's been a lot of crime in this city ever since the Kingpin took over. And my partner Foggy and I have been doing the best that we can to bring people to justice.
It's like Daredevil. That's Daredevil.
I'm standing right here behind you. Do you see me now?
I can feel you. I can feel your hot breath on my ear.
What the heck? So I'm telling you right now, we're going to get out of here.
I think I won, right?
Objection. He's in her nose again, sir.
Oh, Miss Devereaux.
Yes.
You have some kind of sharp object. I just saw it. A shiny object.
The dolphin's dying! The dolphin is dying! Put it in water! Get the thing in water!
I don't know how to do that.
I'm going to kill you!
Get this knife!
Killing you!
Is somebody recording this?
Objection, Your Honor, I call for recess.
Okay, recess it is.
Oh, where's my billy club?
All right, we're going to take a short break and be right back with more of Alchemy This.
I couldn't get it together.
You did great.
Okay,
we're gonna come back with one more.
Sir,
let's see. Let's find.
Were you a dolphin or not?
Welcome back to Alchemy This. Recently, a man in South Carolina won the country's largest Mega Millions national lottery of $1.6 billion. We now take you to his understandably crowded New Year's Eve party with his ever-extending family and friends.
Oh, yeah.
Has anyone seen him? I haven't seen him.
Say all that.
All right. I'd like to make a toast.
Oh,
I'd like to make a toast.
We love you, Duane.
I love each and every one of you. Everybody, please. Everybody, please.
Bang,
quiet.
Bang, bang.
No gun. Okay. I've brought everybody here for something super special.
Shut up.
Shut up and back.
I can't possibly spend all of the money that I've won. So I've decided.
Come on, party!
I've decided to give it to one person at this party.
To me.
Well,
to me?
To half of it to one person in this party.
Me?
Wait, what? Why did you just go back on that?
Why, you already changed your mind.
What the hell going on?
What happened to the half there?
Who gets the other half?
Well, half of it goes to my wife, and she's going to have half of it, but I can give half of my money away to everyone or anyone I choose.
Could we set up some kind of competition?
I've already got the competition.
Does it involve dancing? I like to dance.
I mean, it's not a dancing competition. It's a competition of wits and might and endurance and speed and faith.
Quiet down. Quiet down.
Bang! Bang! Put the guns away! Put the guns away.
I would like to keep my half and then also compete for the other half.
Sweetheart, you cannot compete for the money. You didn't want to put your money towards the competition, so you can't compete in it.
All right, lots of words, lots of words.
So you're saying you're giving half to your wife, and the other half, you're keeping half of that?
Legally, so my wife got half of it before I even had it passed through my fingers.
What the hell?
What about the government? Government gets half too, right?
The really?
Government.
You're left with nothing.
Oh, my God. How much does the government get?
The government gets
48%,
all.
48%, I
think. 48%. That's how much the government gets.
I believe it is.
Well, we're going to have to, whatever.
So wait. So what did I leave you with?
I didn't do the math. I might be in a little bit of trouble here.
I did it, Cousin Phil. It's $200 million.
So that's plenty.
Yeah,
it's
$200 million. Oh. And we're
going. Bam. $200 million. Are we all going to get $200 million?
Not all of you are going to get $200 million. One of you is going to win $100 million.
Wait.
Me.
What the hell?
Is it me?
You got,
it could be me.
You won $100 million when we got married.
Okay. I think it's me.
This percentage is getting smaller all the time. Is this part of the contest?
Are we supposed to figure out you're not good at math?
No, I've never claimed to be good at math.
Is this an escape room?
It's kind of like an escape room.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything that's not nailed down is a clue.
Hey, all touch right. Everything. Pull everything off the shelf. Bang.
Stop the gun. Stop shooting in my house.
Oh, I found something. It looks. Look at this. It looks like an aquarium with real fish.
That's my
but
aquarium.
But I bet if I dunk my hand in there.
Get your hands out of my
around.
Aquarium.
Yeah. Oh, I found a little treasure.
Oh, look at that little treasure chest.
What's in there?
Oh, I don't know. It's just like a treasure. It looks like a treasure.
Well, read it.
Made in Taiwan.
Made in Taiwan. That's an anagram. Let's go. That's an anagram.
Write it out.
Okay. That treasure chest goes in my saltwater tank, and it fills up with air, and then it opens up, and the bubbles go to the top. So put the treasure chest back in the...
You're saying it's not an anagram?
That's not part of the competition at all.
Could you explain any part of it?
Yes, it's much like the Olympics. In fact, I'm stealing the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
Not stealing it, but it's going to be sports.
All right.
What part of that is wits?
Well, chess and archery is wits.
This sounds boring.
I found our cat. Our cat
open
could be a clue.
Up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Open it up.
Open it up.
Don't open the cat. That cat is not part of the competition.
He might be misleading us.
Hey, why don't we open him up?
Cousin Phil, could we just fight for it?
I mean, it's kind of a fight, but with rules and all steps.
Right.
And
what's the rule?
The first one, it's a 440.
We fight for 440?
No, 40-yard dash, 40...
You're saying $440 is getting smaller all the time.
No.
Come on.
It's a... don't hit each other. That's not how you're going to win this.
Go,
come on.
That's
okay,
40 right there.
No, a 440 is a run. It's a quarter of a... It's one time around the track, and if you did four, it would be a mile.
You were never much of an athlete, sweetheart.
No, I was not an athlete ever. No one's ever accused me of that. But
damn, I just swallowed all my goddamn teeth.
Good.
No one was hitting you.
I was hitting me.
Oh, all right. Well, that does.
Okay, I got it. Made in Taiwan is an anagram for weight, maiden.
Oh,
okay. No. All right. Who is the maiden and why is she waiting?
Oh, what is she waiting for? Money.
Money.
But this maiden already got money.
But there's other maidens. But I can always use more.
Oh, okay.
You're not able to compete in this competition.
Okay,
so coincidentally, a 440 is exactly the diameter of my house.
Cousin Phil, couldn't we just try to figure out where you hid the money?
I mean, I hit it very well. You would never guess where
found
it was at.
Oh, oh,
put that back.
Look at this.
Put that back.
Look at this. Yeah. It's inside the freezer.
Hey, no.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a competition. You're not just supposed to take that.
Here, pass some of this around.
These are cold bricks. These are cold bricks, man.
$200 million don't look like a lot.
Hey, guys, put all that money back where that competition.
I gotta head out of here. I'm getting out of here now.
You gotta leave that money behind.
I ain't got no more teeth.
Leave that brick of money here.
All right, I'm taking my piece. I'm out.
All right,
come back.
Wait, so it's just us again?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Who's at the door?
Hello?
Come on in.
Don't just
it's open.
Come on in.
Oh, it's boy. Open.
How do you do?
Good.
Hi, are you Phil Spector? Did you just win the...
That's right. And I am Mrs. Spector.
Pleasure to meet you. I represent the railroad company that goes through Dillon Tyson and South Carolina. And your land is looking pretty good. And
really?
Wondering if you might be willing to...
I don't know what you're saying.
I was going to say buy it, but you already have it. I want to buy it.
You want to buy
our
land?
Can I come back in? Can I come back in?
Because it looks good. No, you're already here. Okay. It's open. Okay. Just stay.
Okay. I just feel like kind of bust.
Are you a government man?
Are you here to take half our money, 48% of our money?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Well, you can't have it.
Okay. Well, I tried. Have a good day.
Will you take this cat with you? Oh, we opened it.
What
it
the
up.
Fuck is this?
Ching, 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 ching. Hey, what's up, Bobby? You still working here at the liquor store?
Yeah, I'm still working here at the goddamn liquor store.
Well, give me all the goddamn Marble Reds you got, because look at all this goddamn money I got.
Holy moly. Give me all you get all that money?
My cousin.
Oh, man, the one who won the lottery?
Hell yeah.
All right.
I got about half of his half now.
Okay, so this is what is this, $110 million?
Something like that. Can you buy that? Yeah.
Okay, so you just want Marble Reds?
And you know what else I want? I want you and me to go on a road trip. I want you to quit your job. I want you and I to go see something.
I'm sorry, again. Can I get $10
on
four?
Get off of me.
Sorry. Wait your turn.
Sorry.
I was just thinking there's enough money here. We can go see the things you always talk about. Like them big monuments and whatnot. Yeah.
I was wanting to see Crazy Horse.
So maybe we could do that.
They're still building that.
Shoot, I'll build it. I'll build that for
out in South Dakota.
I'm just gonna leave the 10 here.
Get off of me.
Okay.
You wait your turn. Okay. I'm having a moment with my boyfriend, okay?
Hey, how much for the Abba Zabba?
How much for the what?
He wants to know how much the Abba Zabba is.
Well, when he gets up to the line, he can ask.
All right, you wait your turn on that Abba Zabba.
I want to get this vodka. I'm gonna buy it. I'm 21.
All right, if you say you're 21, just take it.
Okay.
She's fine. No, that little. Yeah. Okay.
I'm so drunk.
Look, I ain't got teeth. I ain't got teeth.
That's why you're my boyfriend.
But I got a lot of money, and I got a lot of time, and I got somewhere to be with you.
What the hell is happening?
So put the clothes on.
Love is happening
love.
Here.
Ever heard of love, miss? Come here. Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. No.
You see them bloody gums?
Yeah, it's ew. Oh my God.
Watch this.
I don't want this to happen now.
Mwah. Okay, great.
I want some Virginia Slims. I'm 18. I'm 18.
Take a carton.
There's what? Other people in line. What
the hell? Exactly. I don't know what's going on.
All right, everybody, listen up.
Is this like the opposite of a robbery? You've given money.
This is the opposite. Everybody, this is a stick down.
What?
It's a stick down.
How much you got?
$110 million.
Shit, I'll take just one.
Roughly that.
I'll take just one.
Are you giving
out? Bobby, you want $1 million?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take just one each.
I'm gonna give you each $1 million. And then we're gonna turn the open sign on the store to close.
Can we get out first?
And we got somewhere to be.
Well, can we go out?
Yeah, can we leave?
Here, take this stack here. Okay. Count this out here.
All right. No, that's good right there. Yeah, just
give
us a chunk.
Yeah, just give us
that chunk's good.
And
thank
this
you.
One for you.
Bobby, take this.
This is
cool. Get out of here.
Hey, little kid. Hey, little man.
I just want some Goldschlager.
Here, dude. Take this money.
I just want some alcohol.
Take a
some cigs. I want some cocaine. You got cocaine?
Yeah, Jesus we got Christ. Cocaine. We got cocaine. You take what you want, kid.
I'm 21.
Hey, I know you ain't. I know you ain't. You don't have. You gotta pretend.
I'm 18.
Hey, kid. You ever want to see Crazy Horse? It's 10% done.
Is that heroin? I'm old enough
okay,
for it.
Okay, look, this kid just wants drugs and alcohol.
why don't we bring him along? You want to get fucked up all
yeah.
across this great country?
I don't wear a seatbelt, though. I don't need one. I'm old enough. I don't need to wear a seatbelt.
Okay, fine. But just, you don't got to wear a seatbelt. We got a truck anyway.
And I like to masturbate.
Okay, fine.
I'm old enough.
Sure you are.
Hey, y'all going to have to get off these grounds, okay? We're still building Crazy Horse, all right? It's not done yet, all right?
Well, excuse me. This stack of
tens says it is done.
Yeah, great. Okay, is that kid jerking off? Get off this work site. This kid's just talking off
I'm
over
old enough. I'm old enough.
I don't give a shit about your age, man. Put your weed
Look,
away.
We're just two toothless gay guys from South Carolina who came here with a masturbating teenager
so fucked
to
up.
See a giant statue of a Native American hero.
This is insane. This is the most fucked up conversation
this
I've ever
This is the
life.
American dream, my friend.
Holy shit. His gums are bleeding, man. That's gingivitis.
Hey, Bobby, what are you going to do with your $1 million? I never thought I'd see $1 million.
I think I'm just going to honestly...
Right?
I'm going to put into my passion.
What's that?
You mean what is that? I'm going to...
Open the nails.
Exactly. I'm going to repurpose human nails for fake nails.
Right.
So we're just going to hit all the funeral homes, clip all the nails we can.
It's a lot of nails.
It's so many unused nails, and they keep growing.
Right.
And then we can just...
Is it brick and mortar? What are you going to do? Put it online?
No, I'll use tape. What do you mean?
No, is it going
to
be a store?
Oh, the store. It'll be online only, so I'll have to... You make an appointment online, and then I come to you.
Right. So what's $1 million going to do?
Wow, that's a great question.
You're going to use it to build the website.
I guess $1 million website.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you could call it that.
Oh, my God. That'd be fantastic.
I mean, who wouldn't go?
Who wouldn't go?
To $1 million website.
Excuse me. Ain't you the man that had all that money?
No, I was the man that had all that money, but my family took it from me. My wife took it from me. The railroads came through and took my house. So if you're looking at me asking if I'm the man that won all that money, then the answer's no.
I'm the man that lost everything.
Train from Dillon, going to Tyson and other stops unnamed, boarding now. But I get free rides.
Yeah! That's how that works. Oh, man. I will never forget Tyson nor Dillon as two stops that I never got to go and see. That's this episode of Alchemy This. Let's go around and thank our alchemists one at a time. Let them weigh in. Tommy James Heaney, what do you got for us?
Oh, every second and fourth Wednesday at the Westside Comedy Theater, you can check out Bear Supply.
Correct.
I'm in it. So is another.
What time's that show tend to be?
9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
Uh-huh. And did you vote to keep the same time zone?
I did vote to keep the same time zone.
And what would you like it to be?
I'd like it to... I don't care as long as it doesn't change. I think there should be one world time for everybody, but I don't know if we got time to talk
not
about
possible
it.
It's like,
I mean, it's called the UTC, period. Sorry.
I like it a lot. And westsidecomedy.com is where they'll find those times and less information about the world time zone.
Probably a lot less about world
All right.
time.
Jory?
Hey, yeah.
Greer? What's happening?
Also plug in Bear Supply. James
sure.
and I are in it. So is Rafael.
Some more dates coming to Dynasty Typewriter
I got,
as well.
I got a show the 25th, and then I got a show the 29th.
Month? It's important.
November.
Actually, don't say the month or the year, because these are evergreen episodes.
Sure.
Yeah, these are up forever.
November 25th of 2018.
Sure.
November 29th of 2018.
Right.
Check it out, DynastyTypewriter.com.
Lovely. Carla, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having
Special
me.
Special wishes and plans for the holidays. What's going on in the Kukowski family?
I mean, spending as much time together as possible.
Oh, yeah, get right? your hand out of my pocket.
It's a mother and daughter affair. That's just my own. Sorry, fantasy. I realized it was father and daughter about halfway through that. Thank you again, Carla. And
thank you.
Anything at all you want to...
Craig and I do a two-person show called Orange Tuxedo and Friend.
Right.
The first Wednesday of every month at the Westside Comedy Theater.
Whoa. Right on.
At
and
9
you
PM.
Have a podcast.
I do. It's called Improv Yak, and it's all about improv.
Yeah. Perfect solution. Cacao?
At Kukowski on Twitter. Also, the Craigslist podcast is also with Carla Kukowski, and we talk about my favorite movies. But I'm busy on the 25th, so please don't try
good
to book
to know.
Me.
Good to know.
Yeah,
that's
interesting. That's the data.
Chris Alvarado.
I think it's important to talk about this. My Instagram has been hovering around 2799. That's 2,799 followers. The other day it went to 2,800. I got excited. 2,802, and then back down to 2799.
It dropped back down.
Yeah, just I'm asking the one person who's out there listening
Where
to
do
this.
We find you on Instagram?
That's at Chris Alvarado. It means a lot to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's very nice. And next episode, let's try to break through why it means so much. Maybe that's a good idea. Doug Boehm, Mr. Yay! Engineer of the Stars. Doug Boehm, Raphael Brito! Yeah! D.
D-side project? Mm-hmm. As in not that side, but D-side.
No, like, I'm going to decide on this.
Like, so like the other side?
No, you're not saying, like, I'll decide this. I'm going to decide we're going to have.
Oh, so I'm on this side of that. You're on that.
You're just not listening to what I'm saying.
That is correct. I'm Kevin Pollak, your host. Join us next time. Tell everybody you've ever met about Alchemy this. Listen to us on the various ways that you do. We want to thank the How Stuff Works Network. Do we thank the mothership now? I think there's another overlord we're supposed to be thanking. Sophie Lichterman, wherever you are, we missed you terribly on this particular outing. But write to us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd like some of your suggestions on which scenes you'd like to see. Your name here at alchemythis.com. That's right. We're not kidding. Write your email to your name here at alchemythis.com. All right. Until next time, Alchemy This.